I think Michael Steele is incorrect, number one. I don't think it's an unwinnable war, but is it a war we want to win? And what is our national objective? The first thing you always have to decide when you're looking at any foreign policy issue, especially a military one, is what is our objective? And that's where the Obama administration is confused, because there are two classic objectives. You can do what's called counterinsurgency, or you can do what's called counterterrorism. And the Obama administration is confused about what the mission is. If we want to just have a presence of combat forces to keep tabs on al-Qaeda, and every time they pop their head up like that weasel game, hit them on the head and take them out, you know, that's one thing. But if we want to really spend our time and treasure trying to make Afghanistan, what is essentially a tribal Stone Age nation, into a modern democracy, well, that's another. And that's the where I think we're going down the wrong path. And I'm not sure it's worth an American life to try to make Afghanistan into America, because it ain't going to happen. So what we should be doing is a more limited mission. We should train them, and we should give them assistance if we can to help them defend themselves. And we should keep enough of our special operations forces and some elite combat forces there. Like I said, and every time those al-Qaeda guys pop up over the wall, well, you take them out. And, you know, it's as simple as that, because, hey, the world ain't getting any safer. It's not all sweetness and light out there. We're going to have combat forces at different points in the world, because this is a world of terror, and they don't like what we've got, and they want to take it. And it's as simple as that. And unless we're strong at every point we can be, we'll be weak everywhere. So the issue is, pick limited national objectives and go after them in a big way, and not things that are really, let's make Afghanistan a wonderful state. It's just not going to happen. There's a lot of corruption there. There's a lot of drugs there. There's things that are not suitable for democracy.